Hey friends, before we dive into this episode, I just put together a brand new guide to help you start and build your web design business. For those of you who are early stagers, whether you're just starting or whether you're just having trouble getting your business off the ground, this free guide is a 10-step action plan that is a proven path to building your business successfully. We're going to cover things like what to offer and what services to provide your clients as a web designer, how to price those, and I'm even going to share some of my top tips for starting to get paying clients. I'm also going to share with you the things you need to know as a web designer to be able to charge accordingly. So you can pick up this free guide at joshhall.co/build. Again, it's a 10-step action plan. It is a proven path to starting your web design business successfully. It is definitely what I wish I had when I got started. So I'm really excited to share it with you. Pick it up today for completely free. joshhall.co/build. I'm excited to help you start and build your business.
Welcome to the Josh Hall Web Design Show. Web Design Show. Helping you build better websites and create a web design business that gives you freedom and a lifestyle you love.
Hey, everybody. Welcome into the podcast. This is episode 58. And in this one, we're going to be talking about being a work from home entrepreneur. This is obviously a very timely topic still as we're in the middle of this pandemic to where a lot of people are forced to work from home. And this isn't new for most of us web design freelancers, but it's new for a lot of people who even as entrepreneurs were used to working in the corporate world or maybe working in like a shared workspace environment or something like that. And a lot of those are either closed or they're limited. And more people are working from home, and they're finding that it's not as easy as it sounds. There's actually a lot of challenges to it, particularly if you have kids. And for this episode, I wanted to bring somebody who is a parent entrepreneur. This is my colleague, Jane Martinito, and she's actually my first Filipino guest on the podcast. She's a digital marketer, a web designer, and a big-time work-from-home advocate, and you'll hear why she's so passionate about helping entrepreneurs work from home in this episode. And then she has a daughter. And then I talk about my experience too with being a parent. And the big, really important thing from this episode, guys, is that you've got to, if you're working from home, you've got to be self-motivated. You've got to give yourself deadlines and you have to really keep yourself on track. And I'll give you a free tip that we talk about here before we dive in. And that is that you've got to plan your day out beforehand. So if you start your day working from home, life is going to happen, particularly, again, if you have kids. You're going to get distracted. It's very easy just to, you know, stop working if you lose a little motivation. And then before you know it, you can have a very, very unproductive day at home work-wise. So you need to plan your day out. You need to give yourself some tasks. And in this interview and in this episode, Jane and I talk about what we both do to maintain productivity with our work from home life and work balances. So I'm really excited to hear how this one helps you out. Jane was on a bit of a time crunch, so this is one of my shortest interviews, but we tried to jam pack as much value as we could in this interview. And Jane was great. You'll hear her daughter make an appearance at the tail end of the interview because she had to get rolling. But we tried to talk about how, again, both of us manage our time and our schedules while working from home with crazy little ones. So looking forward to hear how this one helps you out. Now, if you are starting to work from home and you're learning web design, I want to help you out with that. And one of the best things we can do is you can check out my Divi WordPress Beginners course, which is kind of my starter course. And I teach you how to build awesome websites with WordPress and Divi. It's the most cost-effective, quickest course that will get you from point A to point B, ready to start building websites for you and your clients. So if that's you, you're learning web design, you feel overwhelmed, and you just want a quick down and dirty course to get you going, my Divi WordPress Beginners course will be perfect for you, and I'd love to help you out. All right, guys. Well, without further ado, enjoy my rather short but value-packed interview with my colleague, Jane Martinito. And hey, let's have some fun. Jane, welcome to the show. It's so great to have you on.
Oh, thank you for having me, Josh. Such a pleasure.
we kind of went back and forth. I had to reschedule the first time we had a call scheduled, and you had to reschedule last week because we're 12 hours apart, which makes it very, very interesting getting these calls on board. But I'm really excited to have you on the show because we decided, you know, we've been friends on Facebook for a while and colleagues, and we decided to dive into working from home as an entrepreneur. You're a mom, you're a digital marketer, a designer, entrepreneur.
And this is new for a lot of people right now in web design to be in this position because of the pandemic. So really excited to chat about this. Before we dive in, can you let everybody know where you are in the world and then what you do?
I'm Jane, by the way, for everyone who don't know me yet. And I'm currently a digital marketer or a web designer based in the Philippines.
Awesome. And then you, how long have you been doing web design, Jane?
Yeah, I've been doing it like quite, I think right around 2018. I started in 2018. And then I'm still currently doing it, like, it depends on some, you know, if I got some clients who are interested on, you know, making their websites beautiful, yeah. Like updating their sites. So that's right. So that's what I did.
Yeah. So you've been doing web design for a couple of years. Were you doing digital marketing before that? Like stuff with LinkedIn and everything?
Yeah. I started first with social media stuff. Actually, I started my career as an ESL tutor, and then I'm really a career shifter. Then I want a job that would let me be with my daughter, even if she cries, you know, because in ESL, that's not allowed. No, she has to be in another room. And so I've looked for other options so that will have give me more flexible time. And yes, that's why I found a virtual assistant and then going to social media manager. And then I've studied more on about digital marketing. It's a broad one.
Yeah, that's great, though. I mean, that's the beauty about anything web design or marketing or anything digital service related, because you can do it wherever and whenever you want, as long as you hit deadlines. So I was going to ask you kind of what made you, you know, become a work from home entrepreneur, but it sounds like definitely family was important. Do you just have the one daughter, or what's your family life look like?
We're three in the family. So I have my daughter and also my husband.
Gotcha. That's plenty to keep up with, I'm sure.
That's right.
So yeah, let's talk about that, Jane. So how old is your daughter right now?
She'll be turning 5 this September.
Okay. So wild age. Yeah, yeah, let's just go for it. How do you balance that? Because I'm happy to share what I've learned with having, you know, two daughters right now. But how do you balance that? Do you have like you? I think before we went live, you mentioned you were homeschooling. Do you balance, like, do you have a certain schedule that you stick to with homeschooling versus your work? What does that look like?
Actually, I have a schedule for that, but sometimes it's hard to follow. But I just have to go with the flow, you know, just to finish my daughter's routine. So I first get started with time blocking. So I do have like specific time for my reading the Bible, for prayer time, for that's what matters most, because I need strength from God, right? And to survive each day. And then and also for time blocking, for me to focus, especially with my work, I do use Pomodoro technique. So if you're familiar with that, like there should be a specific 20 minutes of my full attention or full focus on what I do. And then afterwards, rest for 5 minutes, and then another 20 minutes, full focus, and then rest. There's a link that I can share with you. Maybe you should try that as well.
That sounds awesome. Yeah, I'm not familiar with that. Yeah, if you can send that over, I'll put it in the show notes. What's that called again?
It's Pomodoro
technique. Pomodoro. Interesting. Yeah. So 20 on, 5 off, 20 on. Very interesting. I do something similar. I think mine's more like 2 hours on, 5 off. The same idea, like having those time blocks, those work blocks. That is the way to go, particularly when you have kids, I feel like. Because again, you can't work that 9 to 5 working from home. It just with kids, it just ain't gonna happen. So it sounds like you get yourself right, you center yourself, you make sure you're ready for the day, and then you get those blocks. Now, do you work do you like 5 days a week? Do you work, you know, all those blocks, or do you just work a few days? What does that look like for you?
Yeah, that's also what I want to add. Like, I also make sure that I have 2 days off. So I work 5 days a week, and then with that, While working, I do also have a block for my daughter. Like in the morning, I usually homeschool her, prepare her for homeschool and her online classes, and also her online therapies. And then after that, when we're done, she'll be napping, and she's about to nap, and while she's sleeping, that was the time I'm gonna do some stuff, work related stuff. And then in the evening, of course, when she woke up, I have to, you know, feed her, you know, play with her, stuff like that, this mommy stuff.
And then it's dinner time.
Yes, dinner time. Then afterwards, well, when she's about to, you know, when she'll be on bed and she's sleeping, that will be the time to finish all the things that I have to finish within the day.
Gotcha. That does seem more, it seems more and more common. People I talk to who have kids working from home is like a quick segment in the evening just to wrap some stuff up. Cause I do that sometimes. I don't often do it, but occasionally, like, it just depends on the day. I might hop on for a half an hour and just, you know, bust out some stuff that I was sitting on, or a lot of times I'll be thinking about stuff throughout the day, and by the time I can actually sit down on my computer, I'm like, I gotta get it out of my head, particularly with ideas on podcasts and content and stuff like that. But yeah, it sounds very common to go about it that way. Now, are you an early riser, Jane? Like, do you like getting up really early to get stuff done, or what does that look like?
Yeah, I usually get things a lot in the morning, get things done a lot in the morning. Yeah. So it's like, but in the evening when my brain's tired, especially if I'm tired, I'm really finding it hard to think creatively for the things that I gotta do. So for me, morning's the best time for me to work.
Gotcha. It's funny because I'm the opposite. Morning, I'm like, I've got nothing. And then 10 o'clock at night, my brain's firing on all cylinders. So I have to really try hard to turn it off. But we're all wired differently. Like, it just, you know, I've learned not to press it, just kind of work, you know, do what works for you and however you're wired and however it's going to work. By golly, get it done. Now, do you have with your work? I know it's not part-time, but you're not doing like probably a full 40 hours, you know, 9-to-5 type of work. Do you just schedule your tasks out to hit deadlines within your time? Or how do you manage different clients and your deadlines with your schedule?
Currently, I am managing only one client because, as what I've mentioned, I'm doing a lot of stuff, especially homeschooling my daughter.
Yeah.
And also at the same time, she's diagnosed with autism when she was 3. So I also do the follow-ups for her therapies and all that stuff. So my husband and I, you know, we're a teamwork. He's also working. I'm also working. And then that's how we do. how we do the magic, you know, for everything. And yeah, so. With that, I allot really specific hours for time. It depends on what my client wants me to be done with. So
yeah,
that's how I usually manage.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, and that's the beauty about anything web design, digital as well, is you can scale up or scale down in certain seasons of life. Like right now, you're in a wild season of life, and I understand. Yeah. You know, my oldest daughter, she does have a lot of special needs as well. So we have a lot of follow-ups and appointments. And I think, you know, Jane, we were in the NICU for you know, 56 days a couple years ago. So there's been a lot like that too. And it was the same for me. I just couldn't take on that much in those seasons. So I had to start scaling and kind of change my schedule a little bit. And I kind of learned to not hustle so much and stress myself out if I didn't need to. Like, if I can only take on this much work right now, that's all right. And there's like, if you only have the bandwidth for one client and, you know, that's enough right now, that's fine. Then you can scale up when you're ready. So, yeah,
that's right.
It's a good point. I think it's really all about lifestyle design, isn't it? Just whatever works for you and your life.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
so with your
daughter and your schedule and everything, do you ever work outside the home, or do you pretty much like, I know it's different now with the COVID stuff. Did you ever do any like remote working places or anything like that? Or do you ever work in coffee shops or anything like that?
Right now, no. Yeah. Guess we're stuck at home, and we really have to just be at home. Especially, we have to be extra careful, since we're a small country, and yet we're really overpopulated, and a lot of people are now having, COVID. Are being positive with COVID. So that's why we have to be extra careful. And what we do, usually my husband's the one who will always go out for groceries.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah. So before, what I do, especially with we're having like internet interruption, we have a co-working space nearby. So I just go there just in case something happens with my internet connection or power interruption. So that's my alternative.
Cool. Yeah, because I thought I remember you posting something about that on Facebook at some point about doing some work there. And that's a valuable lesson, too. Like, if you're going to work from home, have a plan B. Have a backup if your internet goes down or your power goes down. Mm-hmm. For me, it's coffee shops, but there are local, spots that I could go to as well that are like remote working and stuff like that. But that's a great lesson right there, just to have a plan B. And particularly for you guys, so like in the Philippines, I wonder what it looked like for you, if it was really populated or if you had any issues like that. It seems like the Wi-Fi is pretty, I mean, we're having a fine connection, but do you struggle with that? Does Wi-Fi become an issue for you every once in a while?
Yeah, before it was an issue because when I started working from home, I had only 5 Mbps plan. It's just really, really slow.
Jane's not transferring any big files with that.
it's taking me like hours to transfer huge files and to transfer it to cloud and stuff like that. So, but now I do have like... somehow it's improving. Like it's now around 50 Mbps plan. Yeah, but compared to you, I know that you have like 100 Mbps.
So. we're pretty fortunate. I always feel bad when I talk to some folks, particularly from Australia. It seems like Australia, they have like the worst internet. I always feel kind of bad when I'm we've got 100 here. So, that is an issue. Like that is one thing. I think a lot of people who transition from working like in an office or somewhere else and then they work from home, you have to think about all that. Some people don't think about what their internet is if they're just used to watching Netflix or streaming. Like that does become something that's extra important. And the reliability. Like there are just times where, like for us, it's pretty good. Very rarely does our internet go down. But there have been times where like our power went out and I got to get to a coffee shop and you got to kind of have that plan B in place. So it's a valuable lesson for sure.
Yeah, that's right.
So, so it makes total sense. It sounds like you get up early again, you kind of, get yourself ready. You do those. If you can send me the link on those time blocks, I would love to learn more about that method. So that's really interesting.
Okay. The Pomodoro technique. Okay.
And then you balance time with your daughter. And then, before you know it, it's evening. And it sounds like you do a little bit of work to catch up on the evening. So it sounds very common. So if that makes you feel any better, that sounds like everyone I've talked to about working from home, it's pretty common.
Yeah.
What I'm interested in though, like with your work blocks, do you, it seems like with anything digital, the work just never ends. There's always something to do. Do you get more done in those blocks? Do you feel like? Like, do you have a deadline of things that you want to get done per day?
Like, hello, Josh, sorry. Okay, you there?
Yep, I'm there. I can hear you. You good?
Okay. So, what I'd like to say is that it works fine. It works best for me. Like if my day's already planned and here's what I'm going to do. My brain's already processing it. Like it's already planned on my brain. Stuff like that. Like I have to do this. These are the things that I have to do. There's actually a study. Like if you plan your day the night before or if it's already planned, you have a schedule for it. You can... You can do a lot of things within the day. And I can prove that. Like, it's really true. Like if it's already planned, it's already scheduled. Like it's more likely you can do a lot of things. You can do it. Like sometimes it's because there's some things that some emergencies have happening, especially with my daughter. So sometimes it's not followed, but it can be, you know, it can be worked on.
Yeah. Well, that's such a great point. Yeah. Particularly when it comes from working from home, because you are your own boss. I mean, everyone's got some sort of deadline, but you might have a few weeks to get whatever done. So you have to put that schedule in place and that plan of action. I'm so glad you mentioned that, Jane, because yeah, working from home, like that's extra important, because if you work in an office or you work somewhere else, they might have that for you. Like, here's your to-do list and you have to do it. Well, at home, it's like, even if you had that, it's like, today I could do nothing and I could do it all tomorrow, but I'd rather, you know, have like 3 hours today and then have the rest of the day, you know? So that's a great point. I'm so glad you mentioned that. And particularly the night before, I like that, that you think about, you know, planning it out the night before and then getting to it the next day. Because there are some times where I struggle with that, especially now that I have a really free schedule. I have endless things to do, but I've got to like give myself a plan of action to get stuff done. And otherwise, like if I just start the day thinking, okay, what am I going to do today? It's probably going to be some wasted time. Whereas, if you really have it planned out, you know what you get done. Do you have a number of things that you recommend getting done? Like I've heard a lot of people say, try to get 3 big things done a day. Do you have anything like that that you found helpful?
Like the tools?
Yeah, or no, just like, do you try to get like 1 big thing done a day work wise or 3? I know a lot of people say 3 for whatever reason. If you have like 3 tasks that you want to get done, do you have any thoughts on that? Have you ever done anything like that?
Like listings, stuff like
that. Yeah, like projects or things, anything like that.
Yeah, so I will just program myself to, for example, if it's web design, like if I have to do on this facing, like research or the planning stage and all the stuff, wireframing and all that. So I have to do it in a day and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So, so that at the end of the day, I have something to report with the client, like, hey, this is what I did and, here's what I'm going to show you and all that for approval and all that stuff. So that on the next day, if there's any revisions, I can easily do that right away, just to avoid any major revisions right after you do the design.
Yeah, it's funny. A few episodes back, I just released an episode on revisions. So yeah, that's crucial. But you know, and even that idea of, you know, balancing all that with a deadline. I actually have learned the power of deadlines. Like they're actually good, particularly if you have less time. Let's be honest, when we have kids, there's just less time in the day to get work done. So you have to get stuff done in a certain amount of time. So it's actually, there's saying that there's a lot of freedom and responsibility. And I found that same to be true with deadlines. Like there's actually, you're a lot freer to get stuff done quicker with a deadline, because if you have 3 months to get something done, you're going to get it done in 3 months. You're going to like, you know, add more work than you need to. So.
Yeah. I just want to add something, like, if you're familiar with scrumming, so it's also a method like, for revisions. So, there's a principle there about revisions. So I'll also send you a link about that.
Oh, that'd like, be
there's
great.
Also a book about scrumming.
Yeah. Scrum. I went through the book a couple years ago. Yeah, great framework to go through, which is basically just, in short, just, you know, planning your project in phases and sprints and, you know, getting that done before you move on. I know you're cutting close on time here, Jane, so I want to be respectful of that. I know you have plenty to get to. I wanted to ask you real quick about LinkedIn, because are you doing LinkedIn training and stuff like that? It looked like you had done some stuff like that recently.
Yeah, actually before I did some LinkedIn optimization training, so I did that for free. Like just for you, in case that you have some questions about LinkedIn, I'll be so willing to help you out how you're gonna make LinkedIn work for you as well. So I've learned that through also one of my mentors here in the Philippines, how how I'm going to play around with the food. And then recently I did also have a Facebook marketing workshop with mompreneurs, with moms who are also doing businesses as their sidelines, online businesses as their sidelines. And yeah, it was pretty successful. And I had over 60 students
awesome.
For that workshop. Yeah, for my first Facebook marketing workshop. Yeah, so it's a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun with that.
Yeah, very cool. Well, yeah, I'll link that in the show notes because I know you're not doing as much web design right now. You're focusing on that with your schedule. So I'll definitely link that. And that'll be a good place, sounds like, for people to connect with you. But yeah, Jane, I want to be conscious of your time here. I know I hear your daughter. She's like, Mom, what's going on? So we'll wrap this up. But thanks so much for your time on this. And I mean, look, we covered some good tips. I'll outline all this for us as far as, you know, getting yourself ready, doing those time blocks, sharing the duties with your spouse and everything. And then we'll link to some of the other stuff we talked about. So Jane, thanks so much. I'm looking forward to chatting with you again here sometime.
All righty. Thank you so much, Josh, for your time. And I really had a great time chatting with you. And I hope this won't be the last.
Yes, definitely not. I know we've been colleagues for so long. It's so nice to finally connect one-on-one. So thanks again, Jane. And tell your daughter she made it on the Josh Hall Web Design Show.
All righty.
All right. Talk soon. See ya.
Okay. Bye.
Hey guys and gals, just wanted to pop in with a couple things before you head out. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to this podcast. I would love to hear your feedback, and it will also help other web designers find the show. Be sure to check out the show notes for this episode. Just go to joshhall.co, click on podcasts, and search this episode number, and you'll find all the links, descriptions, and resources we talked about. And if you haven't already, make sure you subscribe, and you'll be notified when the next episode is live. Thanks again for tuning in, and I'll catch you guys on the next episode.